Okay, good morning. Today we're going to talk about sleep. Not like last time when we spoke about how to position one's body when they sleep, but like practically, how much should a person sleep? How much sleep is enough sleep? How much sleep is too much sleep? When should a person sleep? When should a person not sleep? So all of this is covered by Divrei Chazal and by the Shulchan Aruch itself. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet writes, Hayom v'halayla chaf dalet sha'os. Very interesting that he has to inform us of that. That day and night together is 24 hours. Dailo la'adam lishan shlishan shushmana sha'os. It's sufficient, it's enough, if you sleep one-third of those 24 hours, and then the Rambam does the math for us, that's 8 hours. V'yu b'sof halayla, but you should time your sleep properly so that it happens at the end of the night. Kedei shetia mitchila shnaso ad shetala ha-shemesh shmona sha'os. So that from when you begin to go to sleep, when you first lie down at night, until tala ha-shemesh, until sunrise, it's 8 hours. V'nimtza omed mimitaso kodim shetala ha-shemesh. And that way you get out of bed right before sunrise. So the Rambam is not just telling us how much to sleep, he's telling us at what point during the day that sleep should happen. That it is the derech of chachamim typically to wake up early, to go to sleep apparently pretty early, because to get 8 hours of sleep, and to wake up pretty early before sunrise. Now the Rambam does not distinguish between different people, and some people may need more sleep, some people may need less sleep, but the Berhetiv in Siman Aleph Ozvav points out that the exact amount of sleep that's necessary is obviously going to be subjective. Some people may need a little more, some people may need a little less. The Gemara in Maseches Sukkah and Daf Nun Gimel tells us that Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya, Kesheyinu Smechem Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Lo Re'inu Sheina Be'eneinu, that when we were enjoying the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, we didn't sleep. The Gemara says, how is that possible? You can't go without sleep for so long. So the Gemara says, Halachi Komar, Lo Ta'amnu Tam Sheina, Davin Menamnu Yakas V'Da'adadi, that we didn't really get the full sense of sleep because we were only napping on each other's shoulders. So the Gemara points out that they must have slept, obviously, just these brief naps didn't constitute real genuine sleep and won't do much to re-energize a person for the service of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But you do see that during extreme circumstances, when there are other things going on, a person can sometimes change his schedule and compromise on the amount of sleep that he's going to get. But typically speaking, a person is supposed to get a sufficient amount of sleep. Now, as important as it is to sleep at night, the Chazal seem to indicate that it's also important not to sleep during the day. The Gemara in Maseches Erev and Dav Samechei says that Rav Chista's daughter asked him whether he wanted to sleep, and he responded, "Hashta asiyomi darichi katini veninim tuva," that there will be plenty of time to sleep when I'm in the kever, and right now I need to be engaged in Torah mitzvahs. Shlomo Melech relates in Mishlei Perek Vav Pasuk Tes that an masai otzel tishkav masai taku mishnascha, that a lazy person sleeps, and he associates laziness with sleeping, which makes a lot of sense, and also with being poor. He says, Altav Shaina Pentivaresh. Don't love sleep too much because you're going to be poor. Also makes sense. If a person's sleeping all day, he's not going to work hard. Doesn't work hard, he's not going to make money, so he's going to be poor. The Gemara Maseches Gittin Daf Ayin tells us that sleep is one of the 8 things that are only good in small measure. But if you do it too much, then it's bad for a person. In fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Ches tells us that when good people sleep a lot, then it's ra lahem v'ra la'olam. It's bad for them and it's bad for the world. When bad people sleep a lot, it's good for them and it's good for the rest of the world, so that they're not doing terrible things. So ideally, again, it seems very clear that a person is supposed to try to make sure that he sleeps enough. The Rambam defines enough as 8 hours, and the timing of that sleep is also important, that it be done at a time that does not express a sense of laziness, but rather expresses a sense of resting one's body in order to serve the Ribono Shel Olam. The Mishabura writes in Siman Aleph Sivkat and Tes that if a person can't wake up for Tikkun Chatzos, or he thinks that if he does wake up for Tikkun Chatzos, he's going to fall asleep during davening, so he should sleep as much as necessary, and as long as he can be on time to davening, which the Mishabura defines as a half hour early. That on time for davening is a half hour before davening. Rabbi Shechter often likes to say that if you come on time for davening, you're already late, because most shuls daven too quickly. There's no way you're going to be able to say Pesukei Dezimra, and certainly Karbanos, at the pace that most shuls daven Pesukei Dezimra and karbanos. The pasuk in Mishlei in Parchavav pasuk Yudalit relates a lazy person and his bed to a door turning on its hinge. So the Ralbag on that pasuk says that that a door can swing open and look like it's separating from the doorpost, but it's always really connected by the hinge. That's how a lazy person relates to his bed. That there are times that it looks like he's out of bed, but in his mind he's just always thinking about when the next time he's going to be able to get back to bed is, and that's obviously not a healthy attitude toward one's bed or towards sleep. So what is nighttime? So we're supposed to sleep mostly at night. However, the Mishnah in the third parak of Pirkei Avos tells us that if you stay up all night, then it's a terrible thing. Rabbi Chanin ben Chachinai Omer, Aneir b'layla, v'amahalik b'dar chidi, v'amfana li b'levatala, hareza mischai b'nafsho. You're not supposed to stay up all night, but there is a machlokas, a meseches erev, in daf samachay, if nighttime is primarily meant for sleep or primarily meant for Divrei Torah, that whether nighttime is primarily meant for learning or primarily meant for sleep. So the Shach in Yardaya in Siman Reish Mem Vav in Hilchos Talmud Torah Sifkan Chavei says that you can reconcile this. During the long winter nights, the primary focus should be on learning because you have a long, long night. When people worked only during daylight hours, so you had a long, long night. What are you going to do with the whole night? So then you should learn most of the night. But in short summer nights where there isn't so much time of darkness, so then you should sleep at night. The Rambam is the Lashon of the Rambam is quoted in Yardei also in Siman Reish Mem Vav, says that somebody who learns Torah each and every night, even during the short summer nights, will be zoche to the Keser HaTorah. And the Mishnah doesn't mean to encourage sleeping all night. It's just that a person should have some learning at night, and a person should make sure that they sleep as well. The Rash Beitz in Magen Avos quotes the Rambam's Perush of the Mishnah that only one who stays up at night and does not use the waking time to learn Torah is deserving of paying with his life. But if you learn at night and you don't sleep, it could be that a person is doing a very great mitzvah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Sadi Beis assumes that a person should spend at least some time learning Torah each and every night, because that's most conducive to the mastery of Torah. That's what Shulchan Aruch paskens la'alacha in Siman Reish Mem Vav Siv Chav Gimel. Mi sharotza lezakos bekisra shel Torah yizar bekol leilosav v'lo yevad afilu achas men b'sheina b'achilo shtia v'sicho chayotzi b'hem. Don't waste your time at night. You should be learning Torah until you go to sleep. El b'divrei chachma b'talmud Torah. And the Rama adds, ki ein adam lomid rov chachmaso ki im b'layla. A person mostly is going to gain the majority of his chachma at night. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya says that if a person steals a little bit of time that he would have otherwise spent sleeping in order to learn Torah, the Torah is likely to stay with him longer. Meaning that's the general idea of Mesiris Nefesh for one's Torah. In fact, the Gemara says that any house that doesn't have Torah going on at night is sofali sarif, is ultimately going to burn down. If you look in the Mishmur in Siman Reish Lamed Ches, Siv Katnalf, he goes through all the Mamari Chazal about how important it is to learn Torah at night. Now, what about daytime naps? Is that something that we encourage or we discourage? So the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in Paragimel, Mishnah Yud, says that morning naps, Sheina Shel Shachris, together with Yayin Shel Tzaharayim, afternoon wine, Usicha Sayeladim, V'yeshivas Batik Nesir Shalamei Aretz, are motzi'in es ha'adam min ha'olam. That morning naps are motzi a person from this world. So the Avos Rabbi Nassim explains that the Mishnah criticizes morning naps in particular worse than afternoon naps, because morning is the time where you need to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema bizman, and it's going to be very hard for a person to do that if he's napping all morning. A person is much more likely to miss the zman of Kriya Shema, the zman of Tefillah. Afternoon naps, it seems, are also not super encouraged. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chav Vav Am Beis, tells us that Amar Rav Asur LaAdam Lishan B'Yom Yosem Mishena Sasus, that a person is not supposed to sleep during the day more than a Shena Sasus, the Kama Shena Sasus Shisa Nishmi, and that's only 60 breaths. But it seems that morning naps are much more discouraged than afternoon naps are. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Lamed Aleph, says that imiyef shalo lilmol below shenis tzaraim, if a person can't function in learning, can't focus without a little nap in the afternoon, there does come a time in the afternoon where a person tends to get a little sleepier and it becomes more difficult to focus. So yishan, so shulchanaruch says, so then take a nap. Oblavad shalo yarichba, but he says, just don't make it too long of a nap. So how long is too long of a nap? So you start thinking, okay, so it shouldn't be 3.5 hours. It should only be, you know, like an hour-long nap or something like that. No, he says, sha'asu lishan biyom, yosur mishen asasus, shisanishmi, meaning like a base nap. It should be like one of those very brief naps in the base medrash or something like that. And even then, when you take that nap, it should not be kavanasu lanas gufo, elo lahachsu gufo lavodus Hashem Yisparach. That, like, as you would imagine, this is highly dependent on a person's kavana. You know, the Gemara says 60 breaths is the upper limit, but it's not so pashut. If you look in the poskim, they quote from the Arizal that it could be it's a much, much longer nap. But again, the ikar is that a person has kavana l'shem shemayim. And the Mishabura points that out, the obvious point, simen dalet, sivkat lamed vav, in the name of Maksa Shekel, how much a person naps depends on his own personal needs, depends on his profession, depends on how tired he is, depends on how much he needs in order to be able to focus. Magen Avraham just also points out in simen dalet that Shabbos may be different, that Shabbos taking an extended nap is a fulfillment of a mitzvah on a Shabbos. So it could be that you take a longer nap on Shabbos than a person actually needs. But one thing that certainly does is, I was just walking on the way here with Rabbi Sukenik, and he said, what are you giving shira on? I said, we'll talk about how much to sleep. He said, oh, the stipler. So well, I said, what's the stipler? The stipler writes in Karyin Adigrusa that you should sleep 8 hours. So I said, yeah, the Rambam also says you should sleep 8 hours, not a chiddush of the stipler. So yeah, but the stipler says that that you should divide it up and not have all 8 hours at once, meaning you sleep 6 hours at night, 2 hours in the afternoon, something like that, divide it up over a 24-hour period, and that will maximize your sleep much, much more. Okay, that's certainly an Israeli mahalich, meaning that's the minig in Israel, is the afternoon nap. In America, it's not as much of a minig outside of yeshivas. It's not as much of a minig to take afternoon naps. But it, one thing that clearly emerges is that sleep is very important. I think when Yonatan asked Rabbi Kamenetsky last year what he most regrets, did you ask him that? This year, right? What he most regrets about his Shana Aleph. And he said that he didn't sleep enough, right? That he thought, didn't he say something like that? Right? That he felt that he was working so hard and learning, he wanted to build up his asmada so much, that he didn't sleep enough, so he didn't really have time to internalize his learning and to really be able to focus as much as we can. We're supposed to keep our minds in tip-top shape. We're supposed to be able to maximize the learning. A person sometimes could sit and learn for 2 hours from 12 o'clock at night to 2 o'clock in the morning in the base medrash, and he feels like the firmest guy in town, but what did he really accomplish? If he's so exhausted and he's not really functioning, what did he really accomplish? I remember my Shana Aleph in Eretz Yisrael, I wrote a letter. There used to be such a thing called letters, and you write them, whatever, long story. So I wrote a letter to Rabbi Kamenetsky because I felt so guilty, because every night I was asleep before midnight because I needed to get six and a half hours of sleep in order to function the next day. I felt like I was doing something wrong because all the really strong guys in yeshiva were not sleeping at all, it seemed to me. So he said, don't worry, you'll see in the long run it will be better for you. And then I saw, as all the really strong guys in yeshiva started dropping like flies. They were sick for 3 months. They were sick. You know, it was crazy. So a person has to take care of his body. A person has to sleep. A person has to take care of his mind. We have to sleep properly, but equally important is what the Rambam says on the other side of it, which again is that a person has to wake up early. They have to wake up in time for Shacharis. You have to, and in time means, as Mishabur says, early for Shacharis. You have to come early in order to be able to prepare oneself to daven properly, and that's the darka shel Torah. If you you know, as much as you read about Gedolei Torah that didn't have time to sleep, that's not a good thing that they didn't have time. We wish they did. They did have time to sleep, but the one thing is clear, that all Gedolei Torah woke up early in the morning. That's clear. That's the most productive people tend to do that. People who are unproductive tend to stay up very late at night, usually wasting time late into the night with sichas yiladim. You know, it was a great hak. I think that's the contemporary terminology for sichas yiladim, late into the night, and then they don't wake up on time in the morning. So a person should strive to be a ben Torah in every sense, even in the way we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our sleep.